I'd like to invite the children to come up. All right, good morning. Good to see you guys. Okay. Well, today's gospel lesson talks about faith and belief. And we're going to see that the disciples were sort of scared. They weren't quite ready to share their faith. So the night after Jesus was resurrected, he came to them, but there was one missing. But he came to them and showed them his hands, his feet, and his side. And they rejoiced. They were very happy for that. But the one that wasn't with him, do you know who that one was? Do you know what his name was? It was Thomas. Have you ever heard us talk about the doubting Thomas? You're going to hear about him today, okay? So, doubting Thomas. Thomas told the other disciples, he said, unless I see with my own eyes and touch the marks of his hand and put my finger in his side, I will not believe that he is risen. So the next week, Jesus showed up again. Thomas was with them. And when Jesus stood before him, he said, my Lord and my Master, or my God and my Master. So he professed his faith and his belief right there. And it was pretty strong because Thomas was with Jesus way back in the beginning of his ministry all the way through. But like the other disciples, his faith kind of wavered a little bit after Jesus died because their leader was gone. So sometimes we have to see to believe things, don't we? Okay? So just like this can of air, okay? It's a can of air. Let's think about that. I went out and bought a can full of air, something that I can breathe all the time. I went and bought it, okay? But the reason I bought it was for cleaning off computer screens and computer keyboards and stuff. But when I hit it, you see anything? So how do we know there's air coming out of there? Do you believe there's air coming out of there? Yeah. See? You can feel it. You can hear it, but you can't see it. But you know it's there, right? So you don't necessarily have to always see things to believe them, just like Jesus Christ. We don't see him in his presence with us. We see pictures or images that other people have of him. But in our hearts and in our minds, we believe. Okay? So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us Jesus. Grant us the faith and trust that we can believe without seeing, and that we can convert others to the same. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys.